So let's sort of dissect out all the pieces involved here, and maybe we can use this case to get into this issue of the workup of the patient. So can you talk a little bit about how this patient presented and what her workup showed? How long ago did you first see her?
This patient I saw, this is somebody who's new to my practice, actually. I just evaluated a couple of months ago for initial therapy. And the initial presentation was just fatigue, nothing more than that. You get a CBC, and this is what you find. I think she'd been having some bruising as well, and basically got a CBC by the doctor and said, "There's something wrong with this picture." Not uncommonly, patients with AML are coming in with very nonspecific symptoms rather than, "I know what's wrong because I could see a lump." There's not a screening test outside of these CBCs, so it's not like you're getting a regular mammogram and we see a lesion we have to go after and get a biopsy. Patients don't expect to have anything wrong with their bone marrow until something's wrong with their bone marrow. And often it can be insidious where patients have, months of just not feeling entirely right. But then suddenly something comes to a head, whether it's an infection or they start having bleeding, they see the doctor, they get a blood count, and suddenly it's clear that something's wrong, and then we do a bone marrow biopsy, and that tells us what's wrong. But we don't have all the information from the bone marrow biopsy until we actually get a lot of the genetics back in many patients. In this case, where somebody's had prior chemotherapy, we consider that a therapy-related leukemia just from that moment forward, and that helps us in formulating a treatment plan.
How long ago was she treated for breast cancer? See, she had triple negative disease and
About a decade ago.
And she looks, I guess she got adjuvant therapy. She had anthracyclines. It looks like AC followed by paclitaxel.